day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Please hark back to last Friday, early afternoon. There was almost an audible sigh of relief across North Queensland. It was just astounding. Obviously, phone messages, text messages, everything went crazy. In fact, someone said to me, "Do you know, it's like one of those circumstances where the relief was so profound among the members of this community that in years to come they'll say, do you remember that day when they announced that the person suspected of the murder of Toya Cordingley was arrested?" And a huge sigh of relief across our city in the far north. Let me go to the Cairns Post. This is the presentation today. It reads, "The father of slain Cairns woman Toya Cordingley has praised local and federal police for their tenacity, which led to the arrest of murder suspect Rajwinder Singh in India after an intense four-year manhunt. As Mr. Singh awaits a court appearance from his Indian prison cell, Troy Cordingley said he was profoundly grateful for the constant communication from the different levels of police and government authorities. Mr. Cordingley said, as police on two continents worked to locate his daughter's suspected killer, local officers had kept him in touch with their progress toward apprehending Mr. Singh, who was taken into custody in New Delhi on Friday. Mr. Singh, an Innisfail nurse at the time, fled from Cairns to India 2 days after the 24-year-old's killing, leaving behind his job, wife and their three children. It was Mr. Cordingley who found his 24-year-old daughter's body at Wangetti Beach, 40 kilometres north of Cairns, October 22, 2018. Now, just briefly, it says here, on Saturday, some friends and others close to Ms. Cordingley and her family gathered for a public vigil at her memorial at Wangetti Beach to honour her memory and celebrate a huge step towards justice. Wayne Trimble Prong, who spoke on behalf of Toya's mother, said the family had been through a roller coaster and the arrest of Mr. Singh was welcome. Look, there's lots more of that, but I want to cut to the chase here and firstly acknowledge the remarkable work, the application of this gentleman, not only him, but his fellow officers as well. But through this whole period, Detective Inspector for the Far North District Crime Group, Kevin Gunn, has been extremely generous. Obviously, he had to be fairly careful with what he was able to say on this program, but the access was always there when we needed it. So it's been remarkable that they've achieved this particular officer and his fellow officers, and he's on the line now. Yes, he is. Kevin, good morning and congratulations.
Yeah, good morning, John. Thanks very much.
What a battle this has been. It's been incredibly long. In your career, has anything been more difficult? It's hard to imagine it could have been over such an extended period of time, realising that the gentleman most likely you were in search of was on the other side of the world. It was very, very difficult. And, of course, the negotiations had to be fundamentally funnelled through officers who were a different country altogether under different government regulations. It must have been a hell of a battle.
It certainly was, and you know, it's a testament to the investigative team. The their commitment has been unwavering towards supporting Toya's family, seeking justice for Toya, and ultimately justice for the community of Far North Queensland. So,
were there times when you were wondering, Kevin, if you were ever going to succeed in this investigation?
That was never in doubt. The passion and the drive of the investigative team is second to none. It's something that the Queensland Police Service prides itself on in where we can seek justice for the murder of someone, and obviously we will throw everything at it. What has made it complicated, of course, John, is the fact that he fled within days, and we were hampered in our abilities to do many things over the COVID period, but at the first opportunity to be able to get things in place, we have done that, and the results speak for themselves.
What was particularly more difficult because of COVID? Was that the travel aspect, was it?
It certainly was, and anything that we put in place, we had to have a response for it. So there's no, we can't plan for these things and then not have an appropriate response that we can actually properly execute. So That made it difficult, and but certainly when travel movements were freed up, it created the opportunity to advance on what our investigative strategies were quite some time ago.
We'll get to the impact the reward had on the investigation in a moment, but before that was announced, did you have a hunch approximately where in India the fugitive may have been?
Look, certainly there was a lot of information that we had and that we were working through. The information hasn't varied that much. You know, it was certainly the reward that gave us the mechanism to get people talking to us.
Yeah.
You know, the sheer extent of the reward in India is life-changing. And, you know, like I have said previously, that was always going to challenge loyalties, be it amongst family or be it amongst friends. And, you know, that really has paid off. And it's a tremendous initiative that puts us one step closer to bringing someone back for the judicial processes that will ultimately resolve this matter.
Obviously, you can't talk about those people who were, well, were happy to talk to you once the amount of money, which is the equivalent to $26 million, the reward was announced, and they would talk to you. But those details, I presume, will remain private and in the hands of the Queensland government until the decision is made. So we can't really talk about that, can we? All right.
No.
Can I talk to you about other aspects too? And there was a television coverage where it might have been 60 Minutes, I forget which one it was, but they located the family, allegedly, of this person, this fugitive, and they were interviewed reluctantly, obviously. Was that a good idea or not a good idea? Were you supportive of that getting out to the public, or did that provide difficulties for you?
What has been fantastic from my point of view is that this, the death of Toy accordingly has been on everyone's mind since the 21st of October 2018. You know, there's been significant public interest in that, and I can't think of another matter where there has been as much support from the public, particularly in far north Queensland. But having that present in everyone's mind obviously helps an investigation of this nature. And, you know, Detective Superintendent Sonia Smith touched on it on the weekend. You know, we're ever so grateful for the support that the media has given this investigation to being able to make others right across the world aware of what's happened to Toya, and that there was a person of interest that Queensland Police were chasing.
Yes.
So, you know, it's a fantastic collaborative effort across all parts of the community, from the work that that Prong did to the bumper stickers, to the billboards, through to the international media coverage. You know, it's just been a fantastic approach to support the police, and ultimately by doing that, they're supporting Toya's families, friends and loved ones, to one day, soon we hope, get justice for what happened to Toya.
This is music to my ears, and I'm sure it is to listeners as well, what Wayne Trimble was able to do. It's interesting because I think other people would have thought the same. Oh, no, he's in India. These are bumper stickers, admittedly, all over Australia. And some people say, oh, no, some are overseas. And you've just hinted that was party or part of the effort to get the word out internationally as well, just starting with those bumper stickers that Prong put out there to start with, then the billboards, etc. But there was an impact internationally from what you're saying.
There definitely was. And certainly the media, you know, the media outlets that have pumped it out, and we do some obvious media scanning to see the reach of some of the reporting. You know, we know from way back in October 2018 that this was an international news item, given the fantastic part of the world that we live in and others enjoy when they come to visit. So it's it was very it was internationally newsworthy. And we have leveraged off that at various stages to be able to ensure that we had that continuous flow of intelligence to be able to keep us looking in the right places to effect the arrest of the person we suspect for that murder.
This is a difficult question for you as a dedicated police officer for your whole life. Just because I think police officers in your position are expected to be almost devoid of emotion, but can I ask you what you felt when you heard the news, when the message came to you sometime, I presume on Friday early, that the suspect had been arrested in India? What was your personal feeling after 4 years of focus?
Well, John, we were made aware of the operations that were occurring in India. So can I tell you, there was not a great deal of sleep. But, you know, I recognise the work that Detective Sergeant Gary Hall from Smithfield CIB, together with Detective Superintendent Sonia Smith, and a very, very large investigative team, including, you know, officers that we brought to Cairns in the final stages for their linguistic abilities to speak Hindi and Punjab. And, you know, there was a sense of absolute elation that our investigations are now at this stage where we have a suspect in custody. You know, it's from an investigator's point of view, there is nothing more rewarding than avenging the death of another by bringing the person to justice. And, you know, we've got a number of steps to go before that occurs. As you can appreciate, there was a number of meetings over the weekend. There's been a lot of communications between the investigative team and India, and looking to see what our next steps are.
Yeah,
it's a complex operating environment that we're navigating. We're navigating cautiously, and then of course one of the issues there we have is what information we can give the public through the media.
Okay,
we understand the thirst for information, and we truly want the people of North Queensland to be across what we're doing. But as you've highlighted, there's going to be a number of restrictions moving forward. I commend Detective Sergeant Hall and his support for Toya's family since her tragic passing, and but they have been kept in the loop as in terms of what our strategies have looked like, and the problems that we face getting there.
Yes,
and they have been very supportive, and I put that down to the hard work of Gary Hall and others that have supported them.
I'm fascinated by you saying that you've brought those specialist officers, if you like, who have capabilities in the Indian dialects, actually to Cairns.
Yeah, so certainly, John, we didn't know what the outcome of the posting of the reward would look like.
Yeah.
You know, and we, you know, what I should tell you about is the work that Crime Stoppers did from day one.
Wow.
And where we had people on the ground at Wanganui Beach,
yep.
Going through markets, going through, you know, hosting a stall over at Rusty's Market, pumping out the messaging. So, John, as a result of the work that was undertaken in those very early days,
yep.
There was in excess of 1,200 Crime Stoppers reports that come through to the investigation team, which is significant. And when we look at the history of that sort of reporting in terms of major investigations, it was likened to that which was received for Daniel Morcombe's disappearance.
Mm-hmm.
So you understand the level of input that the community of North Queensland were prepared to give to help resolve this matter, which is absolutely sensational.
Yeah. Well, I've got to say thank you once again, because what you've been able to provide the audience with over those years has been absolutely remarkable, and I'm sure we're all very, very grateful for what you've achieved. Kevin, thank you once again. Congratulations.
Thanks very much, John. Cheers.
Detective Inspector for the Far North District Crime Group, Kevin Garn.